This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Welcome to On Driven on Joy 94.9, the multicultural program. The On Driven is a symbol used across Australia to represent multiculturalism, anti-racism and international understanding. At Joy 94.9, On Driven represents peace and understanding in our multicultural GLBTIQ community. If you have any comments on the program or would like to ask any questions, SMS 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au.
Welcome to On Driven on Joy 94.9 today with Mark, Hugh and Leo. Today we are talking to John, who works with the Australian GLBTIQ Multicultural Council. We'll be talking to him about some of the great work that the AGMC has done in the past and what they have planned in the future. We'll also try and give you some updates on the footies going when that starts, and as usual, another great show coming on Joy 94.9. And that track there was Alison Moyet, All Cried Out.
Today, a good track as well.
Yeah, chosen by yourself maybe, was it?
It was, yeah. I'm an Alison Moyet fan.
It's okay.
And before we go into the show, I just want to introduce Leo to the show.
Hi, everyone.
Leo's been with us for a few weeks now, but he's not actually spoke, have you?
No, not so far. No,
you've always been paneling. You've been the driver.
Yeah. My virgin performance. So.
That's it.
Welcome. And so today we're talking to John, who's from the AGMC, which is a bit of a mouthful, John, isn't it?
Sure is.
Would you like to explain what the AGMC is?
It's the Australian GLBTIQ Multicultural Council.
And so what's that responsible for?
Our aim is basically to support and look after the interests of GLBTIQ individuals and groups that identify as multicultural, right, whatever that definition may be.
It's a broad definition.
A little bit.
Yeah, cool. And you're a Greek background?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. And are you from Greece or?
I was born here.
Yeah.
My parents were born in Greece.
Okay.
And they migrated out here in the 60s.
Yeah.
Early 60s.
Right.
And then I came along.
Well, you brought up in the Greek style.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on your definition of Greek style, but yes.
The way they live in Greece, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, when they came out here in the 60s, they brought along with them all their morals and beliefs from back then.
Mm.
And that's what we were raised in. We went to church every Sunday.
Because the Greek community, they're pretty strong and stay together, don't they?
Yes. Our faith is the thing that sort of brings us together, and you'll find that a lot of Greek communities are centered around their local church.
Right.
Or in the process of getting their church together. We do stick together. We have our cultural events as well here. There's the Antipodes Festival in Melbourne, usually around March, I think it is. We have our film festivals. We have local community things that are happening all the time.
Mm.
Our Greek schools.
Greek schools?
Greek schools.
Yeah?
Yes.
What are they teaching Greek schools?
primarily, when I used to go, back in the dim, dark ages when they weren't really qualified teachers teaching, in my primary years, I had a priest teaching me Greek.
Yeah.
It was basically the language. Language, a bit of history, and a lot of religion if you had a priest teaching you. Nowadays, it's very, very different. It's the culture, the language is still important, but you learn quite a lot more things now than you ever did. They learn about the ancient gods and they do mythology. They do a whole heap of things.
Mum's great cooking.
not so much on the cooking side.
You learn that from your mother, is it?
Well, hopefully. Skipped me, but anyway. But the schools are, I mean, because you're only talking about 4 or 5 hours a week, if that. Mm. So there's only so much that they can condense into that time frame, apart from the Greek schools that are full-time schools, that are Greek-based, but it's a normal school for every all intents and purposes. So they'll do their science and geography and history and every other subject on the planet.
We've also got Greek and gay, haven't we?
Yes, we do.
Are you part of that?
I was part of Greek and gay on the organising committee of that. Still a member and still involved in some capacity. But, yeah, Greek and gay is still alive and well and doing well and going well.
How strong is it? Has it got a lot of members or...?
Look, most of the ethnic groups will go through peaks and troughs. I remember when I first joined Greek and Gay a good 10, 11 years ago, you know, we'd have support meetings primarily, and they were twice a month. And sometimes you get 3 people going, sometimes you get 23 people going. It really varied. And then, you know, that we used to have our social functions as well and get people together at those, and whether it was a dance or a picnic or go bowling or whatever else. But, you know, a lot of the groups do similar sort of things.
How does the heterosexual community, Greek community, take Greek and gay?
It doesn't exist as far as they're concerned.
Okay.
No, I mean, that's pretty rash. But, look, it's we're slowly... we're slowly starting to make inroads into the generic ethnic community, if you'd like to put it, whether it's by way of slowly promoting ourselves through the Greek press or getting some interaction with the Greek community hierarchy, so to speak. But because a lot of it is religiously based, like all the local communities are pretty much based around their church, it is hard to, you know, to go there and spruik who we are and that we exist. And, you know, if your kids need us, come, let them come along and whatever the case may be. You just can't do that.
Is it harder here or would it be harder in Greece to...
Look, our parents that came out here in the 60s are still stuck in the 60s, primarily, as far as their morals and everything else is concerned, whereas Greece as a country has moved on.
And we haven't.
Well,
in some respects.
In some respects, our culture here hasn't. There are definitely exceptions to that rule. But generally speaking, my parents' generation... are still set in that time frame. Greece, of course, has moved on and it is a completely different ball game there.
I suppose really any community, they come to Australia and they remember what it was like when they were there.
Yes.
And that's all they remember. So I suppose that's how they carry on all the time.
Well, we're all the same in that respect, I think. I mean, you know, we go visiting other countries and we sort of even expect the sort of things that we have back home, you know, like queuing up at a bank is a normal course of event. Well, in Greece, it doesn't happen. It's first in, best dressed. so you need to assimilate to that sort of way of life. And I think... our parents that came out here did not assimilate at all. I mean, they worked with other Greeks or Italians or whatever the nationality was, so they didn't really have to learn the language. And they had their own small communities where they got together every 2 or 3 days.
And do you think with the older people, it's still a fact that a lot of them don't speak English fluently?
Definitely. My mother was better at English than my father, only because she worked in a hospital for a short time and she worked with a lot of people from the UK and other parts of the world, whereas Dad was always working with WOGs, for lack of a better word, whether Greek or Italian. I think his Italian's better than his English, he's passed away since, but the language was not... a critical thing for them.
And they can still get by, because I know somebody who's Greek and who's been here for 45 years or something, and English is good, but still speaks their own language. And
oh, definitely. I mean, my mum can speak English. She has to communicate with her grandchildren, even though my kids speak Greek reasonably well. They do interact the two languages. So, you know, my mum might speak in Greek, but they'll reply in English or...
drop a few words in.
Yeah, exactly.
Do the young people want to learn Greek these days? Is it something that they want to do, or is it a case of they have to do it?
I think it starts off as a case of we sort of force them a little bit. But to give you an example, my daughter's a Greek school teacher. So she actually enjoys it. And she looks forward to every Saturday morning when Greek school's on and she has to teach the little kids the language.
Okay. Cool. This is On Driven on Joy 94.9. On Driven on Joy 94.9 and All I Want, Sarah Blasco. Did you like that, Mark?
It was great. All You Want is Sarah Blasco, did you guess that?
All I Want. It's the name of the song.
All right.
Okay. I don't want Sarah Blasco now. And... our guest today is John, but before we go to John, Leo's got a message for us.
I have. Tonight on Joy 94.9's The Full Catastrophe, we celebrate the football season in style. No club songs, no encounters at Arden Street, no man in fox, just a piece of music, however obscure, for every club. Even one for the umpires. The pitch up boys, how can you expect to be taken seriously? There'll even be a brass band at halftime. How good is that?
Sounds good.
It's football, but not quite as we know it. So join Andy Bell tonight on Joy 94.9 with The Full Catastrophe.
And what time is that?
9 p.m. tonight. Cool. So after you've been out and you've had a few drinks, come on home, switch on Joy, Andy Bell, 9 o'clock.
Excellent. There you go.
Fantastic.
Good on you.
So just coming back to our guest, John. So we talked a bit in the previous section about sort of the Greek background. How did you get involved with the AGMC?
It was through my involvement in Greek and Gay at the time. We got a communication from someone that was trying to put together the multicultural conference, the first one.
Just before we go on, John, sorry to interrupt you, but AGMC, what does it stand for?
We did that before.
Yeah, no, I just want to go over it again.
Australian GLBTIQ, which we all know what that is.
Yep.
Multicultural Council.
Okay.
Right. It started off...
just in case someone just tuned into us.
That's all right. It's a good question because we started off as the Australian GLBTIQ Multicultural Conference.
Okay.
Before we were incorporated under the auspices of also when we put together this first conference. But back then, as getting back to Mark's question, a few of us were approached, or all the multicultural groups then were approached, and we all got together and met, and someone had some ideas about putting together this conference, which was a first, and it just grew from there.
So when you say someone came and approached the groups, who was...
It was Cinzia Ambrosio, who was at the time and still is involved with Arci Lesbica, the Italian women's group. And she approached us all. She's pretty much the founder of AGMC.
Right.
And she worked very hard in her own right, as well as working with the people that she brought on board to put the conference together.
And how long ago was that?
That was 2003, where the planning all started, and the conference was actually held in October 2004.
How many groups are actually involved, do you know?
With
AGMC?
Well, there's no direct involvement of groups. Right. Our membership is individuals only.
Okay.
However, we're building relationships with the groups, and we have ongoing relationships with the groups. We communicate with them on a monthly basis, providing them information, particularly given that we're incorporated. We've got the ability to apply for grants and all that sort of stuff that the groups generally may not be able to in their own right.
Right.
So that's one way that we look at supporting the groups, by auspicing anything that they need.
So do you have a committee that sort of decides who's going to be part of it? And
we have a normal committee structure like any other incorporated association. In fact, we just had our AGM on Monday, and the members basically elect the committee out of their membership. Mm. So there's no, at this stage, there's no direct link between the committee members and a particular group. I think down the track, as we grow, we will sort of become like, I'm just trying to think of the word now, but an alliance possibly is a better word, where we do have representatives from each of the groups on committee as well. I think that's where I'd like to see it all go one day. But at this stage, we're sort of our own committee as such, and then we communicate with the groups. Like, for example, we come together at, a lot of us come together at Midsummer Carnival. We have a big stall at Midsummer Carnival, and a lot of the groups are in that stall. Right. Promoting their own stuff, but we fund and put together the stall and organise everything and give them the space to be able to promote themselves as well as us promoting ourselves.
But it's multicultural. But does that include Australians?
We're all Australians. I don't want to go into the definition of multicultural that much, because everyone has different beliefs as to what that may be. Some would be, and I don't want to get involved in any politics here, but you know, some would say that the Anglo community really doesn't fit into that multicultural definition,
right?
Because they settled here, and they've been here for 200 years.
But others, Mark and I would fit in because we're from the UK. Yes.
I'm
putting you in the spot here, John.
Yeah, you're doing really well, and I'm lost for words.
We're all one
at the end of the day. Yeah. But
I think the
point is that we're looking at ethnicity here, primarily, as well as faith. Because a lot of the groups that are established, and Aleph is an example, the Jewish group, and there's the Jewish lesbian group as well, and the Jewish young group, and then there's the queer Muslim group. So you've got the faith issues as well.
Oh, you've got queer Muslim as well.
Yeah. So there's quite a lot of groups, or those in particular, that are not ethnicity-based, but rather faith-based.
Yeah.
So we try to bring everything together under the one umbrella, so to speak.
Mm.
And hence we've had the forum that we had last year, which dealt with sexuality, culture, and faith all in one sort of thing.
Okay. Where does the funding come from?
There is no funding.
There's no
funding. Basically, we run ourselves.
Right.
The conferences that we've had in the past have put us in a reasonably good financial position. We do apply for funding for specific things only. And the only recurrent funding that we do get is an administrative grant from the Victorian Multicultural Commission,
right?
Which basically covers our insurance, and that's pretty much it, because we need to have public liability insurance and all that sort of stuff, because we hold the events and whatever.
So how many people turn up to your events?
It really depends. The conferences have had the first conference had over 200 people. The second one probably...
200 is good for the first one.
Yeah. Well, it was an inaugural conference, so it attracted a lot of interest. The second one, not so much, but you know, still there was over about 150. I'm going from memory here.
Yeah,
I'm sure someone will ring in and correct me.
It's 149.
It's not so much the quantity of people that's important. It's the message and getting the message out. Our forum last year was fantastic, and it had about 60 or 70 people. But the things that came out of that forum have led us to get involved with things like the Ministerial Advisory Council on Health, We've presented at a number of other forums on the similar sort of lines of that forum. So it's really a case of getting the message out. The dance parties, which is United We Dance, which predate the AGMC. They were put on by the individual groups initially, and then given that the AGMC was established, we sort of took the reins and keep running it. You know, that can attract anywhere from 250 to 400, 450 people.
Okay.
So, you know, it depends on the event, really.
Yeah. So when you say that, for example, the inaugural event had 200 people, what sort of people were they, different backgrounds?
Yeah, lots of different backgrounds, from different states. People came in from interstate. We had people that were either academics or from government departments that were interested in the area that weren't necessarily gay and lesbian,
right,
or bisexual, transgender, intersex and queer.
I can never remember that one.
That one I've learned.
You've practiced that a few times, haven't you?
So you got parents came of GLBTI individuals. It was a mishmash of a lot of different people from different backgrounds.
It's quite impressive that you managed to get such a broad mix of people together.
Well, we did promote it quite well, and you know, we sent out information to the ethnic communities as well. Not that that really helped much, but you know, we're trying to get it out and promoting it. And Joy was a big help at that time, and they actually recorded the conference for us.
Okay.
And so we've got all the proceedings and everything that came out of it up on the website somewhere, which is being redeveloped. But anyway. Yeah, there's a lot of things came out of that first conference.
Great.
Okay. This is Joy 94.9, and you're listening to Orange Ribbon.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, this is Orange Ribbon with Mark, Leo and myself, Hugh. And our guest today is John from AGMC. And before we go to John, though, we've just played The One by Sir Elton John.
Sir Elton.
Not The One, Sir Elton John. The song was called The One.
Queen Elton.
I can see Mark looking at me, but...
Yeah, the music so far is Hugh's choices. Very good.
Thank you. Yeah, look at all the emails that are coming in saying the music's wonderful.
Oh, I just deleted them. okay, so back to the AGMC. So... John, one of the things, obviously, Melbourne is quite a multicultural city as it is. So there's a broad selection of all communities there. So can you sort of give us some examples of some of the groups that are represented or not represented, but as part of the AGMC?
Let's just clarify, they're not part of the AGMC.
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
They're quite independent groups.
Yeah.
But you've basically got the Jewish groups, mm-hmm. which includes Aleph Melbourne, Young Aleph, and the Jewish lesbian group. There's Gay Asian Proud, which basically operates through the VAC.
Mm-hmm.
As well as, and then the Yellow Kitties, which is the girls' Asian group. Iragazzi, which is an Italian boys mm-hmm. group primarily, but there are a lot of girls in that group as well. There's a Maltese men's group called Kifinti.
Really?
Yep, there you go. You learned something today. There's the Queer Muslims. There's Greek and Gay, of course, the best group.
Obviously.
Of course. And the Greek lesbian group, which is GALS.
Mm-hmm.
Archilesbica, the Italian women's group. And
they're actually very good. They're very strong, aren't they?
Archilesbica? Mm. Definitely. Mm. Yeah, definitely. They've been around for a long time.
Yeah.
And Cinzia that I mentioned before, basically...
She's a very strong lady.
Yes.
You know her well, obviously.
Yeah, she's been on the Orange Ribbon a few times,
yes.
And she knows what she wants and she gets it.
That's definitely the case. And there's a new group by the name of Foreign and Gay Victoria. Yeah. As well, that started up recently, which is basically tailored for new migrants to the country or immigrants.
So is that a mixture of all the different nationalities?
Yeah, pretty much. And it's basically there for, as my understanding goes, for the first few years of your arrival here.
Okay.
To give you a hand and to socialise and to get to know other people, especially when you come out on your own and you have no family or any support mechanism.
Yeah.
It's quite good.
Yeah, so really, it sounds good because think of all the people who come here and don't know where to go or what to do. So that's a good group.
Or even where to start to get information, because you don't know. Yeah. You come to a new place and you don't know, where do I find information about, you know, my culture and being gay or being lesbian. So it's hard to find even that initial contact.
Definitely, it is. It is. And
do you have a website?
We do. It's, you know, the W's, agmc.org.au.
Okay.
Currently under development, like I said. But basically, a lot of the linkages to the other groups are primarily there.
Yep. Right.
There's lots of information there.
That was AHA on Joy 94.9's Owen Jubin with Hugh, Mark and myself, Leo. And joining us today is John.
Yes. Now, before we go to John, though, Mr. Mark, we've got a message here saying, "Hi, Hugh. Just commented to Caroline that Joy does play some decent music most of the time, and we're enjoying your presentation, however, a bit more jazz."
Yeah.
Okay, I'll
remember.
Did
you notice that came on after I chose the track of AHA?
No, it says "Hi, Hugh."
Okay. If they want jazz, we should also mention that Joy's got a show on Southern Nights about jazz. So tune in.
I actually presented the jazz show once.
Yeah,
you did. Yeah.
So I'll bring some jazz next week.
Okay, we'll definitely put some in.
Yes. There you go.
Some multicultural jazz.
Multicultural jazz.
Is there any Greek jazz?
Oh yeah, you can. Oh. I'm sure you'll find some.
Okay, so back to the AGMC then, John. So we've talked a bit about what's going on in the past. Let's look to the future. What sort of things have you got coming up?
As far as events and projects, there's United We Dance again this year.
So what exactly is United We Dance?
It's a multicultural dance party.
Okay, multicultural dance party.
Yep, so it's a dance party where all the music and all the entertainment is of a multicultural flair.
Okay.
So you'll have dance music from all walks of life, from all over the world. Some complain that there's too much Greek, but I don't complain about that.
Could that ever be too much Greek?
No.
But the Greeks enjoy themselves, don't they? They go really all
we
out.
We know how to party. Yes. We know how to party. I'm sure all cultures know how to party, but we party better.
Especially if you get some Scottish country dance music and pipe bands and everything.
That won't work at United We Dance, sorry.
You just said it's multicultural.
Unless the pipe band is playing really fast dance
music. So you've excluded the Scots already.
We haven't excluded anyone, but you find me some really good music and we'll put it on.
Does it include Australian?
It's open for everyone. It's a celebration of our cultural diversity, and it stems back from the dramas with 9/11 and the Bali bombings.
Oh, okay.
It started soon after that, where there was a lot of hate towards particularly our Arab brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. And so we thought, well, why don't we put an event together that actually celebrates our sexuality as well as the fact that we can work together as regardless of what our backgrounds are. Mm-hmm. And the event is run solely to raise money for charity. Mm-hmm. And this year all the proceeds will go to the Gay and Lesbian Archives and to GALFA.
Mm-hmm. What's Scalfa?
Are
out putting in the spot again.
Yeah, he's done it again.
Family, maybe?
No. It's a new foundation that's started up fairly recently to support people financially in the future, where people will be able to leave and bequeath funds to the organisation for long-term benefits.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I remember reading about that.
Yeah.
So if we want to get involved with the or go to the dance party, where should they get tickets from?
The tickets are sold on the day at the door, which is on Sunday the 28th of November, and it'll be held again at the market. The market always supports this event pretty heavily. and it starts from about 7:30. There is a separate website for United We Dance, and it's just unitedwedance.org.au.
Is that a wide age group? I mean, is there more mature people, or is there young?
It's very mixed. It's very mixed. A lot of all the different cultures are pretty well represented, whether in the performances. We have three shows on the night, so we have your belly dancers and live performances and drag shows and all other things in with a multicultural flair.
So the bagpipes could come in there then.
Yeah, they definitely could.
I can't see a drag queen with bagpipes, can you?
You'll see a lot of weird things. Maybe we can get
Hugh dressed up, I don't know.
No, but I'd make a horrible drag queen.
There's lots of music, there's a lot of entertainment. It's a fun evening.
It sounds fun.
It's a very fun evening, and like I said, all the money goes to charity. We don't keep anything from it.
Mm-hmm. That's actually quite good of you to do that, because you could be doing with the funds yourself, couldn't you?
Well, basically, like, I don't know if I mentioned before, but United We Dance predates AGMC. And when it first started off, it was, again, the individual groups got together to put it together. But, you know, given that we both, the AGMC and United We Dance, it was sort of raised from the roots of the individual groups. We brought them together and make the administration a little bit easier, and as well as the organisation, pretty much.
So we'll put some links up to that on our website as well, so if anyone wants to know about that.
Yep, we also have a couple of other things coming up during Midsummer program. We have a youth day happening whereby we're working together with Minus 18, also youth, the Rainbow Network, and possibly bring in a few other organisations as well to do a similar sort of forum like we did last year, targeting young gay and lesbian youth, and then follow that up after the forum or meeting that they end up having an underage United We Dance.
All right, cool.
So that they can celebrate with multicultural music and all that sort of stuff as well. So that's a big day that we're working on the 29th of January. We also have the Love Journeys Project, which is an immigration event, which will bring together stories and photos of couples that have migrated to the country and how they did that from a gay and lesbian perspective.
If we can stop you there, John, we'll come back to this right after this musical break.
Cool.
Joy 94.9, this is On Driven with Mark, Leo and Hugh, and you've just been listening to The Dinner Party from the CD called The Dinner Party. And it's actually by my old friend Kaz Mitchell, who's coming up next with The Women's Zone. So it's a great song, and I've actually got a signed copy. Thanks, Kaz.
And just before we move on, we just had a couple of messages in. One from Tex saying, thanks, interesting show. So thanks for messaging in, Tex. And we got the message from Pippa earlier as well, which I think the second half of the message came in later.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thanks, Pippa.
Yeah.
I take it as Pippa Wilson.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, the jazz singer.
Yep, definitely.
Okay, now it makes sense.
Yes, it does. We should play some more of her stuff as well.
I know. She's a great singer.
Awesome. So before the break, we were just talking about the upcoming events you've got. So we cut you off a bit short to get that song in, so
that's okay. I've been cut off before.
So just to go back to that. So we've got in Midsummer.
Midsummer, we talked about the youth event. We've also got Love Journeys, which is the story about migration to the country.
Yeah, and that's going to be a photo sort of.
It's a photo and story exhibition. Yep. So there'll be a photo of the couple plus their journey. Their sexual journey, as in coming together, as well as how they migrated to the country and the headaches and everything else that they might have gone through, and the legislative burdens that they had to jump. So,
and it, just they're still looking for people to.
I believe Julian Lear is the one that's primarily driving it. Mm-hmm. He's got funding from the City of Port Phillip for it,
right?
And it will be held. I think it's towards the end of mid to end of January till the mid February.
Okay.
And there'll be more information on the website, and there's a blog for it as well. But if you go by our website, agmc.org.au. It should lead you to the relevant information for that. He's still looking for a couple of couples, I think. Cool. He's probably got about 6 or 7 at the moment.
So if there's any multicultural couples out there, go and head along to the website.
That's right. As far as other things we've got going, we're trialing putting together a Greek parents group, mm-hmm. Together with Dimitra Giannakopoulos, who was formerly of the Victorian Gay Lesbian Rights Lobby. Mm-hmm. She approached us. It was something we've thought about for a while, and even during my time as Greek and gay, we sort of thought about it, doing sort of like a Greek PFLAG, for lack of a better word.
So supporting the parents.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good idea, actually, isn't it? It's a very good...
Well, it makes our life easier if they're happy. So, you know, it gives them... And plus with the Greek culture, and I'm sure it's similar with other cultures, you know, you do get that issue with they don't want to talk to other people. They want to talk to their own people. So we'll work on that. And we're also looking at translating some brochures and flyers into multi-languages to have at the various ethnic communities, and so that they can hand out and pass information along.
Awesome. So just confirming that website I just addressed again, it's agmc.org.au for more information on any of the groups today.
And we'll put some links on our Facebook page as well.
Yeah, and it mentions something here about Facebook as well.
There is a Facebook group for the AGMC, so please join.
Yeah, if you just look up Australian GLBTIQ Multicultural Council.
Okay. Well, John, unfortunately, we've come to the end of the show.
That's fine, guys.
Thank you very much for coming in and giving us all the information. That's On Driven for another week. Thanks to John for taking time out today to have a chat with us. Also, thanks to Michael on reception for providing program support. Mm-hmm. Also, I'd like to say welcome Leo again to the On Driven team.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks very much.
Coming up next is Kaz Mitchell with the Women's Zone. You've just been listening to one of her songs, and she's not just a good presenter, she's a great singer. On Driven will be back again next week at 2 o'clock and with more insights into our GLBTIQ community here in Australia and around the world. All that's left is for say goodbye from Mark, Leo and myself, Hugh.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast. Brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.